This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And let me be the first to wish you a very happy Memorial Day weekend as we head on into it. I actually kind of kick it off this morning. Fishing and cooking and family gatherings, that's all part of it. But let's not forget the real reason for celebrating this one day in the year we take to honor servicemen and women who died while serving in the country's armed forces. So please remember those folks. On Memorial Day, a lot of people confuse it with Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a day strictly remembers the men and women who died while serving. The Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans. Anyway, the reason why we are able to do what we do, and that's go out and fish and hunt all the time, anywhere we want to go pretty much, is because we do have the U.S. military. And without that, we would not have the freedom to enjoy fishing and hunting and a lot of other outdoor and other activities. At any rate, today we kick off the official rodeo fishing season, I call it. You know, we've had a few rodeos up until this part, but now the longest, the CCA, Louisiana Star Rodeo, is underway. I hope you remember to get your ticket. If not, you got plenty of time to do it, because if you don't and you catch one of those tagged redfish, well, you might be a little bit disappointed. So get one of those CCA Star tickets. It's all for a good cause. Coastal Marine Forecast, if you're headed out. Boy, this has been one of those iffy weeks. I've been watching that storm over there by Florida. Still not sure where exactly that thing is headed, but I'm going to tell you for the most part this morning, it's not going to affect our weather very much at all. Inside, we're looking at east winds 5 to 10. Smooth conditions, 70% chance of rain, though. You can count on some wet stuff. Offshore, going to be a little bit brisker. East 10 to 15, as high as 4-foot seas. And then tomorrow, it kind of all goes to pot. Still going to have 70% chance of rain, but those northeast winds inside get up to 15 knots. That's going to make a light chop on the protected waters and bigger lakes. Northeast winds 25 to 30 in the Gulf, and that could bring some 10-foot seas. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be anywhere around the Gulf of Mexico on a boat when you got 10-foot seas out there, unless I'm on a cruise liner, which you're probably never going to find me on that anyway. But as a rule, further east you go along the Gulf Coast, the worse the weather will be. Looks like Florida, perhaps the Alabama coast, and maybe Mississippi will get the worst of it. Louisiana will certainly get our share. Average tide rains about a foot, not too bad. And boy, the Mississippi River, the bottom seems to be falling out. We're going to talk to Ryan Lambert more about that and tell you what that's going to mean in terms of fishing. We're also here from all of our other staff of field reporters. We've got them planted all along the Gulf Coast. We get their reports. We'd love to get your reports, too. Our listening audience provides a lot of information for this program. Most of it comes by way of our text message board, which comes right here to the studio, 870-870, and just send us a little message. We can't accept photographs, but any information, questions, comments, we'd love to hear it. Also, this is the kind of the tail end of the Safe Boating Week, and there will be lots of agents on the water with safety and sobriety checks. You know, wildlife and fisheries agents are responsible for a wide variety of enforcement activities. They also include littering. And today, you're going to hear about a Louisiana man whose charge of gross littering led to a whole lot more problems for he and his female sidekick. And you guessed it, they're our bad boy and girl of the outdoors. We're also going to preview an early airing this morning of the Bayou Wild TV show. It's going to be on Cox Sports TV, 9:30 this morning. Get a little early jump start. My co-host, who is not here, she's on a weekend fishing girls trip, Martha Spencer. She will simplify the complicated red snapper season that opened yesterday. We're also going to revisit the turkey season and hear from the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries about that controversial late opening and their justification on why they did it. And I've got an easy but a very tasty wild turkey and bacon recipe. We'll cook it right there on the screen for you. So we got a lot to talk about between now and 7 a.m., so get yourself another cup of coffee. Hook the boat and trailer up if you are going out. If not, I'll participate and enjoy our program. We'll be right back to kick it off, headed down to Shell Beach, Louisiana. It's where we start every Saturday morning. It's a good place to start with Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. We're back with Robbie's report right after this 3-minute pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, don't forget to shoot us a little text message. Got a question, comment, suggestion, 870-870. Comes here to the studio. Love to share what you're doing with our audience this morning. Let's check in with Robbie Campo. He's at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach and find out how the fishing's been this week and what lies ahead for this weekend. Robbie, how are we looking on this Memorial Day weekend?
Well, I tell you, Don, the question on everybody's mind is what's going to happen with this storm that's out there. And, you know, like I tell everybody, you know, I got RVs on our lots. They got them down here everywhere. You know, they call them, should we come get our camper trailers, blah, 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 your boats. Look, I'm no meteorologist. All I can tell you is if it goes east of us, we're going to be fine. If it goes west of us, well, then we're going to have a little problem. But if you feel comfortable to come get your stuff, come get it. I mean, it's, you know, it's 10 minutes to hook it up with 10 minutes to put it back in. But as far as the fishing goes, can't beat it. Long Rocks has been hot. Elwha's been hot. Christmas Camp Lake's been good. Drum Bay's been good, you know, over the Oyster Reefs. Up in Lake Elwha's been good. A lot of redfish in Lake Bourne here, right on the east and the west shorelines of Lake Bourne this week. You can't get it any better than it is right now, Don. I'm telling you, it's phenomenal past week. Now, what the guys have been doing, who's been fishing the Long Rocks, because it's been kind of spotty, is, you know, and it's mixed up trout. It's, you know, you catch a nice one and you catch some small ones, but they've just been staying there, pecking at them, and putting a box together, and, you know, that's what's been going on here every day for the whole week. So, you know, the fishing's been great. I just think the weatherman kind of maybe scared everybody off today.
Yeah.
But I looked at the, you know, it's dead calm here right now, Don. It's no wind at all. I couldn't even tell you what direction it's coming out of because there's none. I looked over on radar, on an app on my phone. I got that app, My Radar. I looked on it. I see one little squall maybe, like, out in the sound. You know, I think it's going to be a good day. I really do.
Yeah. Well, Robbie, you know, I got to sympathize with you marina operators because you are at the mercy of the weather forecasters at times.
Right.
But they've also got a problem, too. See, their problem is they don't want to give everybody the go-ahead, the green light, and then have it all blow up in their
right.
face and get the blame for it. So if they're
exactly.
going to make a mistake, they want to make the mistake on the side of caution. But at the same time, it can be very costly in time and money for people to lose out on trips they had planned. Businesses operate, and the only thing I can suggest is you just got to become your own kind of self-weatherman and watch the radar, learn how to read radar, learn how to read weather movements and wind speeds and tide ranges,
exactly.
and then make your own decision.
Now, you know, we got a pretty good tide today. I think it's like 3/4 of a foot, maybe. You know, 7.5.
Oh, it's almost a full
like
foot.
That.
Yeah, 0.9.
Or a full foot or whatever. I said we're gonna be okay with tide. You're gonna have tide moving out there. You get out there, you catch some fish early, get back in. Just keep an eye on the weather. If it blows up, you know, you see something happening, you know, just get back inside the land and head on in. I mean, you know, that's all I could tell you. I think you're missing out on a good day if you don't go fishing, though. Cause
you know, Robbie, Shell Beach has changed so much over the years. You know, when I was a kid and I used to come down there and your Grandpa Blackie was there, it was a whole different place. But now people are mobile. Like you mentioned, everybody's got the RVs. They got wheels. They're
right.
ready at the drop of a hat to come hook their stuff up. And we've done it enough. It's a drill now. It's a pretty orderly, quick movement. So you can actually wait a little bit longer than what you had to go. You know, you used to have to go a week early and get things cleaned up and picked up, but now
right,
everybody's
exactly.
designed their whole camp differently.
Well, you know, and Don, like I tell them, look, you know, because a lot of people are going out of town this weekend, more of their weekend, and, you know, some people maybe just don't have off of work or whatever. Have a game plan put together. That's all, you know what I mean? I like to say that. Get a game plan together. If you got an RV down here, whether it's on my lot, whether it's at Hopedale, whether it's at the Robbins place over here or Delacro, whatever, get a game plan together. Have it ready. And, look, and if you think it's time to execute it, execute it, because I'm not pulling a trigger yet. So, you know what I mean? I mean, water's still low. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
normal tides, whatever. I'm not pulling a trigger yet. They're going to open a Violet Locks today for the shrimp boats to get in and the oyster boats to get in. I, you know, I didn't say it's too premature, nothing like that, anything premature, but, I mean, everybody's got a precaution. You know, you got to be your own weatherman. You're right. You got to do your own thing. So, like I said, but you can't beat the fishing right now. So if you're missing today of fishing because of the weather, I think you're making a mistake. I think you need to get down here and come fishing. That's what I think.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Robbie. Robbie, thanks for the report, and it'd be helpful to keep your phone number posted. If somebody wants to write it down, it's good to put it in their phone in case they need to get a hold of you.
Right. You can call us at area code 504-239-6377, or you can call us at area code 504-239-5165. And if you got any questions, feel free to call.
Sounds good. Robbie, thanks for the report, as always, and some very good advice from a marine operator. We really appreciate that. Take care, Robbie.
Guys,
we'll see you next week.
Work. Talk to you later.
There he goes. Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina. Coming back after this, Tofield Bourgeois, he is on the west side of the Mississippi River. Find out what he's got planned. He's got a little different situation. He puts a plane up in the air. He'd like to do it 7 days a week and fly it out to the Breton Island chain and drop some foot fishermen down there. Whether that's going to happen today, I think it could. I think the conditions are there, and he gets out of there awful quick if things change. We'll find out what his plans are. We'd love to hear yours. 870-870 is our text board. We're back right after this time out with the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And he decided to make a living in Louisiana a long time ago. Talking about Captain Tofield Bourgeois' reports each and every week are brought to you by Flambeau Outdoors. They are the makers of the Z-Rust tackle boxes, the tough tanners with that anti-rust protection. Thinking outside the box since 1947, Flambeau Outdoors. They are made here in the USA, where they are built to fish and they are built to last. Captain Toe, what has this Alberto weather scare situation been going on for a week or 10 days done to you, man? It gets everybody all nervous, and it just makes scheduling and planning so difficult.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody, I got people last week were trying to cancel, before I was even in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, man, it's coming. The big question, Don, right now is who's up who's not actually looking at a radar? Because everybody becomes a weatherman. As soon as this thing starts coming, everybody's studying that weather, boy. So it's I try not to stay study it that hard. I mean, in reality, yeah, it's coming somewhere. It's coming north. So somebody on the Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida is going to experience some inconvenience, I'm sure. We don't want to go anywhere. We want to stay away. Stay down there where it's at. But, yeah, it's a little tough, Don. I mean, actually, we got two planes running today and six boats running. So I just studied my radar since 3 this morning. It looked like I got to about 10 o'clock. So, yesterday we had water spouts down everywhere by us. In fact, if you want to look on Facebook, I had one Tuesday for them about maybe 500 feet from the plane. We jumped in it. We got rotated around the anchor. Come right through the plane. It wasn't like it was a pre-stage. I seen the cloud over me. I seen the thing. I was like, I ain't looking good. Let's go and get to the plane. And when we got there, it dropped down. And I videoed it. So it was pretty cool. It was the very beginning. So it was just a lot of wind, temperature drop. But after it passed us up about maybe a half a mile away, it started getting a little really water spoutish.
But you didn't see any little old ladies on bicycles with dogs in a basket or cows flying, but you didn't see any of that.
The woman I had was from Ketchikan, Alaska, and she's never seen that before. And when I told her, she's like, what do we do? I said, hold on, Dorothy, because whatever it is, we here. So it did rotate the plane around the anchor. As you can see in the video, you can see the fish kind of on a float following behind the plane. So, it's Mother Nature, man. We out there. We got to deal with it. Yesterday, had a really bad water spot in Breton Sound. We was right there and watched it form. About 4 minutes, dissipated, was going. And then 20 minutes later, another one and another cloud. So, I mean, we had a lot of weather around. Was able to fish yesterday successfully. Did good. The weather's kind of goofy. So, same thing right now, man. We're going to fly out. We're going to run out there and, watch what's going on. But the storm, the weather that I'm looking at right now is not really moving very fast. And, you got the typical summertime patterns of Louisiana mixed with this pressure that's coming at us. So things are going to happen. So today's our last day, Don. So looks like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to be headed to the Red Dirt. We're going tonight, man. We're going to run to Mississippi and go check out some things up there. But overall, Don, right here, fishing's been really good just in the bayou. So catching a lot of red fish. Trout's still a little low. Not big numbers on trout coming, but catching a handful. Got low tide ranges and stuff. That's not helping us on the speckled trout, but redfish has been awesome, man. These guys have been catching their fish, in fact, at 9 o'clock. So that's what we really want to see today. We want everybody to go out there, have a good time, catch some good redfish. You get back early before the heat and before the weather gets them. And then, you know, go home. You still get the rest of the day to actually do something. But you got a plan, man, and just be aware of what's going on. Don't be stupid. You know, in a boat, you know, sometimes it's running over here, you know, a mile, 2 miles, not enough. You got to get out of there. So today is going to be a short day. If anyone's, you know, heading out in a boat, I know it's sad and you worked all week long, and today's the day you fish. But when the weather comes in, it's time for you to go in, you know, because it's coming. But like I said, just I'll tell you, for as redfish, a lot of spoons being thrown right now, Don. So they see, starting to see schools of redfish pop up different places. So, you know, it's changing. You want to get warmer, fish to get more active. If we could order a little above normal tide, would be cool, meaning not in feet, you know, just a little stronger tide. And, you know, it does bring in new fish. It does kind of freshen up. South Louisiana brings a little water in. But no matter what, you know, someone's going to have problems from the storm. So, yeah, we'll see what's working. Shrimping's a 10. Everybody's doing great shrimping. Everybody's doing fishing. And here we go. You know, so the weather's coming. But we'll see. I mean, it's Mother Nature. So that's what she does. And you're living down here in the bayou. Mm-hmm. You live in paradise, but it's something you got to sacrifice. So let's hope it's not too bad, you know.
Well, you were talking about some of your pictures that you posted. Did you replace Chef Mike? I saw a new guy on the grill there, grilling redfish. Is he permanent?
That's how I feel on the inside when I'm cooking my grill redfish.
That looks horrible. That looks horrible.
But the man got some moves now. So y'all know what we're talking about. Go to
he does.
The man got some moves. So yeah, no doubt. It's a nice little fella dancing to the tune of some what is it, Rick James? He's dancing to. But you're kind of above your pit. So that's how I feel on the inside. I can't truly dance that way. But that's how I feel when I'm cooking my grill redfish. So y'all want to check us out, go to NewOrleansFishing.com. You'll see what me and Don's talking about. And so remember, guys, on Tuesday we do Tofield Tuesday at 6:30. It's live. We'll see this Tuesday. Y'all want to know what's going on in the bayou, check it out Tuesday, and you'll see exactly what's happened, because we'll be doing some live video. What's going on? I'm hoping just be a little wind and rain and nothing more than that, you know. But check that out. And if y'all want to book a little something, give Josie a holler. The 504-341-5614. Always give her a shout. And like I said, Boo Boo is living with her permanently, so she don't sleep too much. She's at the campground trying to enjoy this little long weekend. And I'm thinking she might be looking at the coals on the fire with a cold one in her hand. But she will answer that phone, bro. She will answer the phone.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Is it possible that maybe some out-of-towners you had looking at that weather that canceled the early part of next week is going to create some openings for you? Maybe some local people might want to slip in where you might not have it open, because, you know, this is prime time now for trout.
Yeah. Oh, it is definitely prime time. So, yeah, definitely. I would keep in touch. I mean, like, there's so many outfitters down in Southeast Louisiana. If y'all listen and want to go, last minute is not a problem with anybody down here. So if it's like, so the weather changes and things look good, the people that did cancel, you know, no doubt, everybody's going to have some openings popping up. Especially, hopefully, everything swings on over towards the east. Would be great for us, you know, get it away. So we'll see, Don. But
All right, we'll have fun up at Red Dirt.
We're going to be leaving tonight, man. Like my guys from San Antonio said, man, like, we get fished at 10 o'clock. Let's do it. So I'm pre-flight the plane as we speak, and we'll be out of here in about 25 minutes, Don. So y'all take it easy. We'll talk to y'all next Saturday. That'd be good.
All right, be sure you tip your wings at those boats as you pass them over.
Or they're going to be some boats, you know that. That'll work. Yeah. All right, guys, we'll see y'all next
week. All right, see you next week. Captain Tofield Bourgeois, he's with Bourgeois Fishing Charters out of New Orleans. And we'll be right back after this and catch up on some of our text messages. And, hey, the results are in on our two-month-long opinion poll, whether we should increase hunting and fishing license fees. The overwhelming majority of you say no. We'll give you the stats coming back after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, getting to our text messages that came in this morning. This one's from our buddy Toby. What's up, Big Don? He and Gary have the skeeter hooked up. They headed south on a mission of no sleep because of them Tigers. Love the show. Go Tigers. What Toby is talking about, in case you were not up late last night around midnight, they postponed the LSU-Florida game. LSU was up on Florida in the SEC tourney 10-0 in the sixth inning. And then the fog moved in. Yeah, fog. They couldn't see. So they postponed it to restart it, pick it up where they're leaving off at 10 o'clock this morning. I had already made a decision. I was just going to stay up and watch it and then do the radio show. But unfortunately, or fortunately, either way, I was able to get some sleep and still going to be able to catch that game. Anyway, that's what that's all about. And we also have this one, Justin in the Gentilly Wildlife Refuge. He loves Bayou Wild on YouTube. Is there an update on the private land versus public waters? Glad you brought that up, Justin. We're going to do that on Huntfish Talk. Wendy and Keith are going to join me in a couple of weeks. We wanted to let all the furor die down, and a lot of emotions when that whole issue went before the legislature. And I've got some information on the task force that's going to be formed and what the next step is to resolve that issue. So it's not over by any means. You're going to be hearing a lot more about it, but it would be more conducive on radio. We may have a little bit on TV, but for the most part, that is kind of a radio issue. Here's a question. How's the fishing on Elmer's Island? I can tell you this, based on the early reports I got from Grand Isle area, it's on the front side by the jetties. It's been phenomenal. Some big trout showing up. I would think there's no reason why they're not in front of Elmer's Island either, but we'll confirm that when we talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter in just a few minutes. Then we have Tex, who listens to us in the Smoky Mountains. He says they're having human-bear conflicts. Please let everyone know this ain't no petting zoo. This is bear country. Y'all come. Yeah, it's very fortunate that we are reestablishing black bear populations in areas where they once were. But as they come back and we have to share habitat, there are conflicts. And it's best to study up on them and just remember that the Walt Disney theory of animal behavior is not very accurate. Bears are real live animals. They are not looking to play with Goldilocks. All right, here's another one. What is the best bait to catch gars? Garfish will hit anything. They're like a garbage disposal. If you're using cut bait, you can do that. I wouldn't waste live bait on them. If you want to fish them with artificials, the key is getting the hook into that bony, narrow mouth. They love spinnerbaits and spoons. That would be the two, I would say, if you want to fish them artificially. Then we have this hope coming in saying, hopefully Alberta will get some of that spillway water out of Lake Pontchartrain, bring the salt level up without causing any harm to any southeast Louisiana residents. Hopefully Alberto can help Lake Pontchartrain and Lake Catherine. Well, that's the ideal situation. I'm hoping that with you. Let Mother Nature do her thing. It's part of what goes on year after year. Salt water comes up into our estuary system, brings in fresh bait with it. But, you know, we muddled the issue when we started building in those areas, and we got to live with it and deal with it. All right, that's our text board, 870-870 is how to get on it, right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify. Going to run down some rodeos that are on tap you might want to participate in. Doing that right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, happy to tell you, if you were tuned in last week, we talked to Rad Trasher, the director of the Louisiana CCA Star Tournament. This will be the 24th year. 100 tagged redfish were released again this year, offering $500,000 in prizes in a number of categories. There's 25 divisions in all. And if you become a member and you buy a nominal price ticket, I don't even know what the ticket is, like $25, $35, you could become a big winner. Or if you don't, well, you could become a very disgruntled and disappointed angler, because it happens every year, and I'm expecting it maybe to happen this weekend. Next week I may be reporting to you about someone who caught a tagged redfish but didn't buy the ticket. You got to get the ticket first. Can't happen the other way around. We also have a fishing rodeo over in Tofield Bourgeois country. This is in Lafitte. This will be next Saturday, June 2nd. It's the 23rd annual Shaw Alumni Association fishing rodeo. And weigh-in categories include bass, speckled trout, flounder, redfish under 27, black drum under 27, a largest fish of any species, most dots on a redfish, and freshwater catfish. They have three cash prizes for each fish. If you want more information, contact Mike Farenholt, and you can reach him at 504-450-2260. And I can pretty well promise you, from now until October, you're going to just about have a fishing rodeo somewhere along the Great Gulf Coast someplace. All right, one last little bit of information here. We've got a special airing of Bayou Wild TV. That's the show that Martha Spence and I host on Thursdays at 7 p.m., Sundays at 7 p.m. on Cox Sports TV. We have a 9:30 airing coming up this morning. And so if you want to catch that, well, I'm sorry, this is a 6:30 this morning. It's very early, yeah. But anyway, it's going to have Red Snapper explanation about the season, revisit the turkey season, and one of my favorite new wild turkey recipes. It's called Tony Z's Wild Turkey and Onions. That's coming up in just a little while, 6:30 this morning on Cox Sports TV. Channel 37, but check your local listing for the time and station it airs in your area. And if you can't find it that way, do like Justin does. Go to YouTube. Watch it whenever you want, when you like, where you like. We'll be right back after this. Got some more text messages to share with you, more fishing reports. Jeff Broom made a nice brim, kind of a mixed catch. Get some information from him if you're headed out there to do some freshwater fishing this weekend. It's all right here. You hear it every Saturday morning from 5 to 7. It's The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And I don't know how long that fish has been singing that tune, but he's been bragging about how good he is and how he can best the best fishermen. Well, we always try to take him on. Jeff Rule is our bass fishing and freshwater field reporter, and he checks in with us this morning. Jeff, I guess the operative word for freshwater fishing this weekend is going to be watch the rainfall, because things are going to be a-changing.
That's right. If you can go today, maybe tomorrow, go, because next week probably the rivers are going to be high and swollen if we get all this rain they're talking about. But the panfish bite's been pretty good from the Pearl to the Tickfaw. If you're on the North Shore, you can stay locally and make a good trip. As other parts of the state, they're catching brim and panfish, moving in to make their beds. But that's good news for the bass anglers, because when you can find a good brim bed, the bass usually aren't too far behind. So, but for the perch, I've been catching them on tube jigs under a cart with a crappie nibble, or a gulp cricket under a cart with a hook. And for the bass anglers, you can throw anything with orange and purple in it. Any kind of brim pattern is good this time of year.
You know, the basin's been kind of shaping up over there at Chaffalai, but we don't know what this rain is going to do. What would be the suggestion if you're going to be fishing that area, pre-rainstorm and post-rainstorm?
Probably pre. You could probably go shallow and throw some frogs early in the morning, stuff like ribbits or any kind of popping frog. You know, after the sun comes up, you want to get in the shady areas, outside trees, things like that, and throw crankbaits and spinnerbaits, and just cover some water, because usually this time of year, you fish are going to be on cypress trees, going to be one or two here or there, so you have to cover some water, but usually that's where you bigger fish. And then you find a little stretch, you might switch over to jigs and Texas rigs around those trees, but we get up and get muddy water, basin comes high again, and you just have to kind of move out and get in the marsh and get away from the dirty water and head south.
How about Delacroix area? I hadn't heard much there, but is there anything going on that you've heard?
Yeah, I've heard some good reports down there. It may be, you know, windy later this week, but get the water muddy. But, you know, everywhere close to the land in that area, the marsh area, they've been doing fairly well. We went to soft plastic jerk shads and rivets and other baits that work good over the grass. And that's basically how they catch them. They go in some of these areas and just, when the tide's up and up, where you got a 6 to 8 inch, maybe a foot gap between the top of the water and the grass, you're just working something over the top of it. It's kind of hard to work spinnerbaits through it, but you can. But anything that just kind of pops along the top or submerged just a little bit is good in that marsh area this time of year.
Jeff, we talked about the brim fishing down along the coastal area, and I guess you'd consider this prime time. What about our North Louisiana lakes and impoundments? Is it prime time there, or are they a little bit behind us, you think?
They're probably done with the spawn, but it can be good because now, you have like the brim and the shad spawning, and the bass come in and feed on them, and it can be really good if you get the right areas. Lake St. John and Concordia area, I got a quick report from an angler up there that said fish top water baits early in the morning, you know, fish them shallow like buzz baits and frogs and poppers. And then as the sun climbs up, you also move out to those deeper docks and maybe the cypress tree rows that are, you know, fairly deep water. And then you throw traps and crankbaits for those deeper fish. And they're just going to be stuck close to those trees, and you just want to kind of rub something against them like a crankbait or buzz a rattle trap by them and get a reaction bite. But fishing's been good up there too.
Jeff, you got a tip for us this week?
Yeah, I tell new anglers to keep a journal. You know, pen and paper, an app. They got all kind of apps now for that. Data, any kind of data collecting where you can keep a record of what you caught. And I tell them to do that for about 2 years, because then you can have look back at your records. And usually you can have a starting point every year and say May. You look at your May records, you know whether fish are doing this in May. And it just gives you an idea how to start this month or that month to find fish. And you want to keep up with water temperature, wind, tide, bait, cover, how you caught them, all that kind of stuff. And it just helps you over time to learn how to catch fish.
And for the millennials, let me suggest 20echo.com. You basically take a picture of the fish where you caught it, And all that information you just mentioned, all that data is recorded and stored for you in your phone. It's an amazing, and they've got a free application going on right now. So that's 20Echo.com if you don't want to bring a paper and pen like some of us old schoolers do out there. Jeff, upcoming events. Today I think we got the Aiden Foundations fishing over there on the East Pearl, but they got another tournament out that way tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will hold up for it.
Yeah, Lunkers and Liars are going to be at Crawford's Landing tomorrow at $50 a boat, and expected some pretty good weights for that because the river's right and it's falling, but the shad are spawning in some of the pockets. They should be able to catch some fish. And then you don't get to there, maybe next Thursday the weather clean up and you can go fish lock one the third evening tournament.
$21 per boat. Unusual figure. What's the $1 for?
I don't know. I think sometimes they have like a trash prize. They used to have a trash pot. That was $1, yeah. And I don't think they just kind of stuck with it. I don't even know if they have that anymore, but I think that's what the $21 was
kind of hangover. All right, sounds good, Jeff. Thanks for the report. One of the better ones we've had. Just hopefully we don't get too much rain to kind of screw things up, and we'll check in with you again next time.
Thanks, Don.
All right, Jeff Brule's report's brought to you by Berkley, a division of Pure Fishing. You hear him talk about a lot of those products, the crappie nibbles, the Berkley gulp baits for saltwater, freshwater, and just about any kind of tackle you'd like to get. Revo Reels, one of the most popular reels to come down a pike in a long time. If you need line, whether it's monofilament, braid, fluorocarbon, accessories, nets, catfish, flippers, hand scales, they got it. You'll find it. Berkley, a division of Pure Fishing. And coming back after this, boy, I got some good reports of some of the biggest speckled trout probably going to be caught all season down on Grand Isle were caught this week. Will that continue? Darryl Carpenter joins us next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, happy Memorial Day weekend, and traditionally this is a big weekend for speckled trout fishing down around the Grand Isle area. Darryl Carpenter joins us to chat about that. And, Darryl, I got to tell you, I got some pictures and some stats from a rodeo down there, and everything from 6.5 on down to some pretty steady 3s and 4s were picked up on those jetties on live pogies and shrimp. Is that still continuing down there?
Don, if I had one way to describe it, I would say this past week the switch got turned on. We've been red fishing in the marsh on the days that the customers decided they had too much trout, and we're catching 3, 3.5 pounders in the marsh. The fishing this week just went, I mean, everything went right. Everything was ballistic. Massive schools of pogies. The fish were hitting on shrimp. They were hitting on pogies. They were hitting on croakers. And you know how I like my pogies. So it was really a pleasure to see out there on the beach. On the oyster reefs closer to the island, you know, you're concentrating there on a little bit of, you can consistently say your size there is a little bit bigger. On the days that, you know, the beach was a little bit tough most of the week because we had a pretty good ground swell coming in. So you either had to have a hardy crew or willing to take a little bit of a butt kicking to do it. But the big fish are out there. When you didn't have the right crew for it, we ran inside, and, you know, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, there was 100 schoolies in the boat, everything, 13, 14-inch fish with some throwback. I mean, the days we had multiple clients or clients on multiple days where they said, look, we got enough trout, we'd really like some redfish. Then we hit the redfish pond, and it's the same story. Mid-morning, you've got a limit of reds in the boat, and in between, you're catching an occasional 3.5-pound trout. It is just, this past week went ballistic. It's been great. And then the weatherman scared everybody off. And it's dead calm with an occasional thunder shower on Grand Isle right now.
Ooh, yeah, there's going to be some fish caught today for sure. But, you know, they want to err on the side of caution. And doing that, a lot of times people, get a little nervous about it and don't want to risk it. So they pass up some good fishing time. But I got to believe it's going to be good. I had one particular listener wanted me to ask you about Elmer's Island. I see no reason why fishing shouldn't be good off Elmer's if it's good all along the rest of the front, you know.
Oh, the last time I hit the beach, and I didn't make that 9-mile run down to Fouchon. We stopped at a couple of spots right outside of Elmer's Island, just past the walking area. We try to stay away from the waders because, I mean, you know, sometimes you'll have some conflicts there. You start catching fish, and all of a sudden you got 10 waders around you. But just past the foot access area on Elmer's is where I sat right there and finished out my day. So, yes, there's fish on Elbert's. The water's been gorgeous. This week, you know, toward the end of the week, right here by the house on the west side of the island, it started to muddy up a little bit. Your better water was found to the east of us. But that also means that, you know, Fouchon Beach was gorgeous. Fouchon Beach, my partners over there out of Leeville, they've just been going right outside of the rocks on the Fouchon Beach side of it, on Timberlier side of it. I mean, the fish are everywhere. They showed up big time. And like I said, it was, this week was like the switch got flipped. I mean, you couldn't do anything wrong other than not go.
Well, Darryl, somebody hearing this morning, and the fact that tomorrow is going to be a little worse probably as far as the winds of today, and you might not be able to hang on that front beach and those jetties, but from what you're telling me, they would be safe in coming, because if they had to pull a plan B and head back into the marsh, there's still a lot of trout in that marsh they're going to catch.
Don, we had a major thunderstorm, you know, a rain event, if you would, come through here yesterday morning about 9:30, 10 o'clock. The guys that ran in prior to the, you know, when they saw the rain coming and they ran in, they all ran in with 50, 60 fish. I know a couple of guys that they ran north to get away from the storm because the customers wanted to keep fishing. They ran halfway to Lafitte just to stay out of the bad weather, and they were still catching trout up there. So, I mean, yeah, the trout are everywhere. You've got some days of, look, I think it was Thursday morning, the trout wanted to play ignorant. It was a late bite, but thank God that was my day that, you know, my folks wanted redfish. So we spent a couple of hours trying to put a few more trout in the box for them, you know, till the tide came up a little bit, because we started off on a very low tide. But, you know, we ended up redfishing by mid morning and we're done by noon. The boats that stuck out with the trout, they ended up with a decent day because it was just a later bite. So, you know, somebody's going to have a little trouble. Somebody's going to fill the box. It just depends on if you sit down on top of them. But if you stick it out, yes, the trout are everywhere down here right now.
Well, there might be a better place for speckled trout fishing than Grand Isle when it's at its finest, and it sounds like it's there right now. Darryl, we got you on my website. They can find you there, realscreamers.com. If somebody wants to call and maybe find out if you got a cancellation, want to get out there early during the week next week because school's letting out and a lot of kids want to go, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, we lost the entire weekend to it, but 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, go get a bunch of pokies and go hammer them.
I'm taking the wife fishing this morning. As soon as we
That's very nice. Tell her I said hello. That's Darryl Carpenter. When we come back, we got more fishing reports, the stuff you and I love to talk about, coming up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.